Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me eggs. Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And y'all know I'm going to do that for y'all this week as well. But before we get into that, I got to do the same thing I do every week. I got to give a double shout out to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast. Y'all the real MVPs. I'm going to continue to give y'all props because that's really important, because a lot of times when we do these, like I say this almost every week. A lot of time when we do these podcast thing, a lot of people think it's all about the visual part, when technically it's not. I mean, it's an additive to it, but it's really not. It's about the audio and you becoming a publisher and you actually, you know what I'm saying, treating this like a business, because, you know, so many people start things and they give up because they don't see the instant reward in it. And for most people, the instant reward in things that they put out in the atmosphere is money. They think that the reward comes back with money, but they don't look at the freedom that it is, or they don't look at the way that they help to heal themselves by walking in their purpose and not just doing things that everybody else expects them to do. Like, it's a lot of healing and being able to take control of your time. And a lot of us haven't been taught that, right? Because for the most part, you know, the way that we've been raised, it's like, go to work, you know, get a job, go to school, however it is, whatever your road is to get in, whatever that job is, that the goal is for you to work for somebody and get as much money as you can for working for somebody. But nobody actually gets behind you and pushes you to the person that becomes the person that does the higher ring, right? Because we talk so much about the person who gets the big checks, but not the person who signs the big checks. How big is the check of the person who signed the big check? That's what we're talking about out here, right? But double shout out to y'all, man. I always appreciate y'all. Y'all know the vibes, man. Each and every week, y'all go out there and y'all download y'all boy and y'all hear the conversation between me and the audience, me and the podcast guests, or if it's just me sometimes up here just doing what I do, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Facts. All right, bet. So we got to give a double shout out to all the people that support as well. We got to give a double shout out the second round. Y'all know the vibes. Click the links in the description if y'all need to know more information about second round. I'm telling y'all, it does a whole lot more for you and your health as well. Let's give it up for Java Burn, for all my coffee drinkers out there. If you're out there into the coffee life and you need a little extra pep in your step when it comes down to it, and you into the whole vibe of helping to burn calories, then Java Burn is for you. I want y'all to click the link in the description and check them out. All right. If you're into smelling good, right? If you're into smelling good, and the alcohol versions of these smell goods do a little thing to you. They might itch, you know, you be itching and you break out a little bit or you irritate it. Then they got the oil versions of your favorite fragrances in the mix, all right? The fragrances, the base of the oil is aloe, all right? So, you know, with that being said, if you're not allergic to aloe, then, you know, their company is a good company for y'all to check out and be able to get y'all some smell goods that won't bother you, right? And you can wear it all day, super strong, super potent. So, yeah, go check them out. The link is in the description. Also, today, y'all know what happened. Midnight today, yo, we dropped a short film comedy called Kill No One, yo. It actually dropped today, man, midnight, man. The joint is making its rounds, man. I really appreciate everybody who already liked it, already commented, and already shared it, and sent me their feedback as well, man. It's a lot of y'all, man, and I definitely appreciate that, man, for real. But today is the day. It did come out early.
earlier today, and it's making its way around. So to all of y'all that's watching now and all of y'all that's going to watch the playback, yo, man, go check that out, all right? It's on my page. It's in my stories. Or all you got to do is put in the hashtag kill no one, and it'll pop up, all right? It's not many people using that title, so. Once y'all put that in there, you can find your boy and y'all can see the work that we're doing outside of the platform, all right? Because we're going to stay putting in, man. We're going to stay putting in the work, yo, all right? Shout out to Lit Sticks as well, too, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. Lit Sticks, man, they're on the way, man. All right, premium, y'all, pre-rolls in the building, man. So y'all be on the lookout for them. And y'all know what we're doing, Sparking Conversation, man. We support businesses. We support minority-owned businesses, and we also support those that support us, right? So that's the vibe. All right, so I do have a guest tonight, but before I bring my guest up, y'all know what I do, man. I got to give y'all my spill for the week, man. This is each and every week. I know what we do. We got to make sure we give y'all some of this information out here. Okay. So I want to start off with a couple of things, man. I think this is good for me to start right here, yo, because I wanna make sure I get the young man's name. Did I put his young man's name? All right, so I should have put his name, but I wanted to, but it was really not really about the name, more so than it was about what happened. So we found out recently in the news that it was a 7-year-old boy, right? Like a really good kid, man. You know, he lost his life, right? Because of some bullying things that took place by 7 other young men, right? But this story really didn't make the news, right? This didn't make national news. And, you know, we've been trying to figure this out, like, for the longest, right? We know that there's a certain thing out here that's going to keep black and white people against each other for the longest. It's a real, real thing going on right now. It's a battery in a lot of people's back, and it's because of the way things are being presented out here, right? But the way that this young man suffered, and he had to suffer just by based on, you know, some kids that was older than him, too, that was jealous of him and the way that his life was going and the promise that he had and the way people praised him in the neighborhood for being a young star athlete, right, and knowing that he's going to go somewhere. And because these other kids felt like, you know, it wasn't them and the praise wasn't about them, and they, for some reason, they chose to go a different path. But jealousy is a thing, right? So they took this young man's life, right? But there's no outrage about it, which is crazy to me, right? Because just a couple of weeks ago, when all this stuff was going on with Carmelo Anthony and the young kid that was involved with him, and then we had the other situation going on, I hate it, right? Because then you got the GoFundMe white lady that's getting money because she cussed out a little black kid, right? And then you got the young dad out here who ran over a cop. Because a cop unalived his son. And man, it's just, you know, the anger and the frustration of people out here, as well as the manipulation that's being done to the people that's causing them to go out here and do certain things just based off your emotions and them being able to control you. And then they writing these little things in these bills because a lot of people are not paying attention to politics, right? Because they say that's not their thing. But the politics is the way that these things move around when you think about laws and different things. This is why it gets so hard for me to get behind people that want to boycott something, but they don't want to get together to own nothing. It doesn't make sense. We get together to talk about where we're going to spend our money, but not where we're going to put our money. And so often that's what happens in our community, right? We do these things. So now the mother of this young man whose son was unalived by, you know, some other little young black kids, she's struggling. Like, there's no GoFundMe. You know, people ain't donating massively to her GoFundMe as they did when it has something to do with a black versus white person. And it's crazy, man. Right? And the sad part about it is that even in our community, we ain't even really saying nothing. It ain't too many podcasts or platforms even speaking on it right now, which is weird to me. It's very weird because these are the reasons why we have these platforms, right? This is the reason why we get in front of these microphones, because what? So many things has been suppressed from us throughout the years, right? Information, things that we don't know, because they bombard us with the things they want us to know, right? Or the things they want to control you with. But very seldom do you get the information from the inside. And that's what these platforms are for. And this is why, you know, they fought so hard in the last administration to keep people silent, to keep people removed and blocked and shadow banned from getting information out, because they understand that it's a need for people to really know so they can make the right decisions out here in this world, or for people to understand the manipulation that's going on so they could be able to avoid it. Because there's no way that you got to suffer through everything, right? We're going to talk about the poisons in a minute, because there's so many people that's dealing with things internally and health-wise, and they're just accepting it, right? And there's a lot of people who are doing it to themselves. And then there's things that that's been used against us, such as, you know, the pandemic that happened, right? And all the things around that has been held against people, when in actuality it was really about health and how you can take care of yourself. And, you know, so many people were forced to take vaccines and all of these other different things in order for them and their livelihood. And it's like, you can see the play, right? Because to threaten a person's livelihood if they're not forced to take something, I mean, you know, that's the most malicious thing you could do to a group of people. And that's just like religion, right? Like, you think about it. How often do we think about Christianity and Islam in a way where people forget the part about how it was a forced religion on people? I mean, I'm not saying that people are bad or good in either or. Like, we have great people in anything and we have bad people in anything, right? So it's not about the character of the people. It's about the truth of the history of the things that we've gone through as a group of people. Somehow we seem to overlook something when we feel like that's something that we want to be a part of. You know, it's like red flags. You know how people overlook red flags? People do it every day, right? Over things that they think they could control versus the things that they really know they can, right? Because let's talk about that, because even with my guest that's coming on today, it's going to be a very, very great conversation, right? Because, you know, this is something that's very important that all people need to know, right? There's things that people suffer through and go through each and every day that somebody is giving them a prescription for, and they're suffering through it, just being treated, and their money is being given, right? But it's not the same when it comes back around, right? And it's a bad thing, man. It's a real bad thing. And so there has been a report that came out, right, that 80%, right, 80%. 80% of the beauty and personal health care products that leads to different toxins as well as synthetic hair, right? Now, what that means is that when they talk about that is that, you know, in the healthcare products, right, that a lot of, you know, our women use, right, when it comes to synthetic hair, when it comes to your eyelashes, the braids and all that other stuff that they put in, you know, they add these different things in there, right? So then you wonder why certain people act a certain way, right? You wonder why, you know, they get into gatherings where it's a bunch of people, next thing you know, they brawling. Like what happened at the what was it called? The Big Eggs, where there was a Mother's Day situation and people in there fighting and stabbing and shooting each other, right? It's got to be something more than just people angry. And I think that's what we overlooking. We overlooking the fact that they are doing certain things to people and manipulating people in certain ways, and they're using it in, you know, around about situations. And then, boom, look at the things that's happening, because we're looking like fools out here right now, yo. So detoxing yourself, cleaning yourself out, that's got to be the most important thing that people got to be looking at right now going on in 2025, right, going forward. We got to be able to understand that things are being put inside of people, and some things are on purpose, and then there's some things that people have just, you know, have to go through. But there's ways that you can help yourself, right? And we want to be able to talk about it from the ways that you can help yourself. Now, we know that when we talk on these platforms and we start talking and using the words like healing and stuff like that, that they start to, you know, shadow ban you and do all this other stuff, because they don't want you to use those words, right? Because it hurts their bottom line. But what we want y'all to do is understand that, you know, tonight, even in anything else that I talk about, I'm not giving nobody medical advice. Let's give that disclaimer right now. Right? Not telling nobody what to do. It's saying, yo, we're giving people information so they can go research and make a decision for themselves. So let's do this, y'all. I got a guest tonight and I'm about to bring her up, right? Because, you know, That's what it's about here on Sparking Conversation. We got to get into the people. So let's see what's going on. Hello, hello. Hey, boo, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey. Hello.
All right, all right. All right, good, good.
I'm okay. Pretty well.
All right, all right. Well, good. Let's just start off by saying definitely appreciate you being on the platform this evening, all right? And let's do this. Do me a favor. Can you introduce yourself to the audience and then let them know why you're on the platform this evening? Hello?
Okay, so 5 minutes into the broadcast, the network connection has been... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, 5 minutes into the broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the network has been... really choppy, so I'm only catching bits and pieces
of what you're saying,
and everything is delayed.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, I hate that. It might be some bad weather. I don't know where you are, but where I am, it's supposed to be some bad weather. It's kind of raining and stuff, so hopefully we can make it through it, though. But can you hear me, though, or is it still choppy?
Okay, it's very choppy, so however you want to do it, we could do it.
All right, well, look, just come out and come back in. It's fine. Let's do that. Try to come out and come back in. Hold on.
Yeah, like now my screen. So...
I sent you a message. Come out and come back in then if it's doing that then. Because it's not freezing on my side.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right. All right, y'all. So listen, when my guests get it together, because like I said, it's a it's bad weather and things like happen like that. But whenever we connected earlier, everything was fine. But that must mean that the conversation tonight gonna be crazy because she does have an amazing story, and I want all of y'all to get that. All right, for real, we gotta make sure that we get this. We gonna get through this today. But another thing I wanted to talk about real quick while we're getting her up here together. Do you know that another thing that has not been talked about that should be blasted everywhere, especially in the southeast of North Carolina, southeast of the states, right? North Carolina, Western North Carolina, let's be specific, right? Do you know they got over $1 billion to help rebuild the homes and everything that's going on down there? Like your boy wrote that check. He dropped that bag on Western North Carolina. And that's what I would think just around here in general, just around here, period, that people would definitely be, shouting that and putting that, blasting that everywhere, but they didn't. And they not. And that's crazy to me because the way that those people was left out there for themselves, to fend for themselves, after that hurricane came through and just pretty much just destroyed them with the water and the floods and everything like that, and they really got no relief, and the last administration was only talking about giving people $700 when they lost everything, completely everything, yo, that was crazy. So we got to give a shout out when a shout out is due, man. So I'm so thankful that all the people out of Western North Carolina, y'all got y'all money and y'all getting back to normal and y'all getting things rebuilt. And of course, I know some things probably can't ever be replaced, but, thank God that you guys got what y'all finally need to go ahead and get started to, move forward and get life back on track, right? All right, so let's try this again. I got my guests back. Let's see if we can make this shape. Hey, how you doing? How things sound now? Everything still choppy and delayed?
Yeah, for sure.
that. That's crazy. Wow. I'm not understanding, because on my end, it's not. It's like everything is cool. It's just your response.
I'm on Wi-Fi, and I do have a strong signal.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. That's crazy. But we got to try to make it through it, though. What you think?
Yeah, let's push through.
All right, back. So, yeah.
Is your audience, they can hear you well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can hear you, too.
Okay. They could just be patient with me, then. We could do it.
Yeah, we'll get through it. So, go ahead. Introduce yourself, and let's let everybody know why you're on the platform this evening.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I am Kimber Brianna. I am the founder of Weiss Tower Laboratory. That is an independent lab that I operate. And it's based upon me being very intimate with my body. So over the years, I've been able to glean wisdom just by working with myself on very deep levels. And so why I'm here today is to share a success that has come from me being personal with myself, which is healing from genital HSV2. So I was able to craft a specific protocol that helped me overcome that diagnosis. To anyone in the audience that might be suffering with this particular diagnosis.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I said I think tonight's conversation is going to be really important, because, you know, there are so many different things that's coming out now, right? About, you know, the way people are infected by things and that affect their health, right? And all of the things that's being done purposely. And so with that being said, there are a lot of things that's being also put out in the public about things that people can do on the other end that involves healing themselves, right? And so let's talk a little bit about your journey in the beginning, right? So when did you first realize, or when did you first receive that diagnosis? Like, you know, how old were you and what stage of your life were you in at that point?
Yeah, I was in high school. I was at the closing end of high school. So a lot of getting to know myself that I had yet to come into. So just on an intimate level, that's what's coming up for me. I was definitely in high school, and I really was not in tune with myself during that time.
Okay. And when you say in tune, was that what, based on like, when you say like certain decisions you had to make, or what was definitely the thing that kept you out of tune? Because I think that'll be very important to people in their way, because some people think that they're the only ones that have gone through a certain thing, right? So, yeah, what would that be and considered to you whenever you say that? You wasn't in tune with yourself. Uh-oh, I think you're frozen. It still seems like I could hear something in the background, but you're a little frozen. Okay, how about now? You still buffering? Okay, I think you're frozen. Hold on. Okay, if anybody's watching me, can anybody that's watching right now, am I freezing, jumping? Is the audio jumping? Help me out real quick. Okay, bet. She looks frozen. All right. What about me? What does it seem like for me? Because, yeah, I think it's she's definitely frozen. Everything is good as far as me is concerned. Okay, yeah. It's definitely her joint frozen. And it's crazy too, because I really wanted to get this conversation out, because yeah, it's important, because there's a lot of things that people are suffering from, right? And if they just knew what to put inside of them, if they just knew what they was lacking, the thing of, or if they, the way that they could just change their diet, you know what I mean? And it could change their life. It's crazy how so many people are suffering from things that they consider, passed down through their family, generational, or people are suffering from things that, they just feel like because the doctor told them that's what they had, and they just accepted it, and some people do go on in life like that. They like to be able to have somebody justify a diagnosis for them, because some people self-diagnose themselves, and then they always want somebody to feel sorry for them because of how they feel. Like, I noticed that when it comes down to people who say they suffer from anxiety, the one thing about anxiety is that everybody has it. And I think that it's just people who call it out, and then there's people who, who don't, right? But everybody has some form of anxiety, right? So it should never be a thing that makes a person say, I have anxiety, so you need to treat me a certain way. Like, no, what if the person that you talking to, they suffering from anxiety too? They just do things differently, right? So what of that? You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. All right, but let's see. All right, bet. Let's see if my guest is good, yo. Let me see if I get my guest back up here. Yeah. Let's see. How's things going now? Are you okay? Can you hear me? Yeah, it's still got a little
continuously see Khan. For the moment, I can hear you. So it's been the same ever since the 5 minute mark.
That is buffering. It's buffering? That's crazy. Yeah, because I have people on there watching, and they are saying, these are the things that's going on. So, I mean, most of the people are saying that they can see me and hear me good. So I think it might be a connection. But, okay. And she's gone again. All right, bet. So, hopefully she bring it on back. But like I was saying, for the most part, y'all, I've been looking at things from a certain perspective, right? And everything that we deal with as a group of people, or as a, as people in general, is because we be in our own way, right? And what I mean by that is that, we get into our feelings about every single thing that we feel like is supposed to be the way that we see it. And sometimes, there is a such thing as divine intervention, and it is a such thing as, your steps being ordered. Now, I know for a lot of people out here, they look at it from a whole totally different standpoint. Whenever you put those words together, they get into religion and different things like that. But I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking outside of that. Because right now, the way that the world is going, we are in a position right now where we could pretty much change our lives, yo. Because look, you know, a lot of people are talking about the tariffs and everything else and the way that the companies are going and stuff like that, but nobody is talking about the investment part. Like, have y'all noticed that none of the companies have closed down that they kept saying was? Have y'all noticed that whenever the stock market did whatever it did, that all of a sudden now it's back up like 7 and 8%? Can you imagine if all the people that was fed that fear during that time would have been like had a different mindset and would have started buying certain stocks right at that time when it was so low and that big dip because of the way that the tariffs scared everybody? Can you imagine what that would have done for you? And you looking at the rest of, you know, what's been happening in the first 100 days, and then y'all not thinking that it ain't going to be more happening in the next 3.5. Can you imagine what it's going to look like at the end of the year for those people who decided to take their financial freedom into their own hands and stop relying on this so-called thing of these pensions and these 401ks and all this other stuff, but really put their money into places that appreciate? Can you imagine? You know, people would have really sat back and learned about deflationary and how to put their money in deflationary places, just some snack money during these last few weeks, and to see what that could have got them going forward. I mean, fear is a hell of a drug, yo, because most of the people out here live in it. And it's weird, but let me see. I got my guests back. We're going to keep trying, y'all. You know what I mean? Until we can get this going, because we got to get this out. Because like I said, it's a lot of people who suffer from things that they can heal themselves. And the doctors are not going to tell you that because it's not their job to. Their job is to keep you coming back and forth. Their job isn't for you to keep going bringing that copay. Their job is to write these prescriptions. These prescriptions is how they're able to go on their vacations. It pays for their boats. It pays for their kids' tuition. That's how they do that. Right? They pay it off of the prescription that they write for you. So they're definitely not on your side. And I'm sorry if your doctor could be the friendliest person in the world. They can know you by face. They can know you if they see you out in the streets and everything. They can know so much about you and they can be so great to you in that sense. But knowing dead well that, you know, you are a customer to them and you a hustle. So they're supposed to be that way to make sure that you keep coming back. Because the goal is for you to be healed, not just to be treated, if that's the case, right? Let's see. Let me see if I can get my guest back up here. What's going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you
hear me? All right, bet. Yeah. I can hear you too. All right. Well, look, we're going to try to get through it, right? We're going to try. All right. So, where we left off at, I guess we were talking about
the connection is so poor.
It is. It's really going bad. I want to know where are you?
Your people can hear you too delayed.
Oh, that's crazy. You must be
somewhere. We won't be able to get through the show like this.
Nah, we probably won't. Not in the sense of it doing like that, because we want to make sure we get get you out. You know what I'm saying? And make sure we make this work. We got to try to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because even if not tonight, we got to try to figure out a way to bring you back. Because I want you to get your story out, because I think it's really important. I hate that we're fighting against the internet right now like this. But, yeah, we wanted to be pretty decent enough for people to at least hear you. Because right now, I think you're frozen again. Yeah, I think you're frozen again. Okay. Well, you know, hey, it be like that sometimes, right? You know, things happen, y'all. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity. And I think that it may be a couple of things against the conversation, because, you know, it was going to be a real one, because, you know, I think a lot of people live in a certain type of fear that they can't take care of themselves. I mean, I've always heard this one saying that they say that everything that we need to heal ourselves is already here on earth. God gave us. And so with that being said, man, it kind of puts you in a position, right? It kind of puts you in a position to really, you know, how many of us really take that into consideration? You know, how many people suffer from things like allergies, right? did anybody ever think to themselves that they could be healed or cured from whatever word you want to use, but you can be relieved from allergies? How many people really thought that in their life? Because they lived with it so long, right? That they think that that's just a part of their life and that's just who they are. It's almost like they zodiac, right? That's when you meet a person, they'll tell you, they'll be like, yo, I'm a Sagittarius, my birthday is so-and-so, so-and-so. I like green eggs and ham, and I got allergies. It's weird, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like, all that's you? It's like, yeah. So, you know, earlier when we were talking about the self-diagnosis thing is that, you know how many people I work with an anesthesiologist that thinks that way about illnesses. I'm telling you, yo, it's like that out here, right? Where people are really put you in a position where you be thinking that, you know what I'm saying? Like you, if you don't have what they got, your ass gonna die and you need it every day. Although nobody tells a person that they need to change the way that their lifestyle is, right? They'll just tell you that you need this each and every day. And so many people, they get caught up in that. And it changes the way you think, too. It alters your personality. It alters the way you feel about things. It keeps you in a state of, you know, because your body is constantly fighting something. So your emotions, right? Can you imagine how many people right now that has gotten certain jabs, so to speak, especially as of recent? And, you know, they so different. Right? Like, everything affects them differently. And it's like, and it's really kind of sad because there's no other way around it. You got to understand it, like, for what it is and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why this person act like that. But then for them, they just feel like it's normal to them because it's something that's been put in them. That's how I feel about when people have children that have ADHD or, you know, on the spectrum or whatever. It's like they just feel like their child was born that way, but they don't tie it to the things that your kids been given since they've been born. The one thing that our children or the children that people are having has been going through since they've been born has been those regular doctor visits with those vaccines that they've been getting, the shots that they've been getting. That's been the regular thing. That's the thing that all the kids that suffer from any diagnosis, that's the one thing they have in common. They don't have the same parents, right? They don't come from the same families, right? But they, all these people are having children that suffer from the same things. What's the thing that they got in common? All the parents that have children that suffer from these diagnoses, what's the one thing that they all have in common? And the one thing they all have in common is the fact that they took their children to the regular doctor's visits and they got those vaccines. Uh-oh, you back. I thought you was gone. You popped back up. Okay. We fighting through this, yo. That's you're a real fighter. We gonna fight through this, right? We gotta figure something out. It's still lagging a little bit, though, right? I can tell.
It's still lagging a little bit. I'm very loyal. Very loyal in many ways.
I can dig that. You know what I'm saying? I can dig that. I hate that we have to go through this technical difficulty like that. We're gonna have to. But we gotta.
I can tell you now. I'm not going to be able to get
through. Yeah. I mean, I know.
I can't even make out what you're saying. How you want?
Yeah, I can't even hear what you're saying. It ain't even, it's crazy. So we're going to have to bring it back another time. But we'll stay in communication, all right? Hold on. Hold on, audience. Don't go nowhere yet. Let me see it. Okay, yo. So check this out. What we're going to do is I'm going to bring my guests back. We're going to reschedule another date, right? We're going to make sure that we focus in on that and get another date and get her back on. Because like I said, her story is really important. And I really wanted this to get out because, you know, people who have a testimony of healing is crazy, right? Because, you know, very seldom do you have people who can tell you, like, firsthand, like, what they went through and how to, right? Because, you know, in so many instances, now we got the freedom, we got the Freedom Act and all these other things that allowing us to be able to have freedom of speech. And even me now, like, you know, the things that I'm speaking about, vaccines and stuff like that, it could very well on certain platforms get me, you know, shadow banned or, you know, flagged or whatever, which is cool, right? Because the goal is not to, you know, worry so much about monetization and, you know, how that's going to affect, you know, what my bottom line may be when it comes down to me actually, you know, getting this platform to where it needs to be. And we all know that either way it go, I'm at the mercy of these platforms because it's their stuff. It's not mine. So if they don't like what I'm saying and they feel like they don't want to rock with it, then they got the right to do so. I just got the right to be me. That's it. Because everybody else is taken. So the only person I could be is me. So, you know, if that means that I have to continue doing all the other things that I do in order to, you know, maintain my lifestyle to where I can't really focus on whether, you know, my platform is going to be in a place where it monetizes, because I like to speak a certain truth and it is what it is. I'll just have to take that. Hopefully the people that continue to watch and the people who support me will continue to support me in the things that I could use the most support in. And that's just like shares and comments. It's free. I don't, you know, if people want to buy a t-shirt, they could get that too. If they support any of the products of the links that I share, it's all love in that area as well too. But as far as like, me not being able to say certain things because of the fact that I'm in fear of what they will do to me as far as, you know, my content is concerned, then yeah, that's corny. I'm not going to ever do that. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you all the real. And the one thing that is in common to all these children that suffer from these things is those doctor's visits. Now, so many, you know, parents out here, they so in fear of, you know, the doctor saying things like, yeah, you know, your kid won't be able to do this, that, and the third. And then you turn around and you think about it like, oh, well, shit, I'd rather my kid not be able to do this, that, and the third. Because when they go to certain, you know, other demographics of people who live their lives a certain way. Like, you got the Amish. Like, now, when you go to the Amish, you know, and all this stuff, y'all can fact check me. That's why I pop the shit I pop, because you can fact check me. I'm out here, right? And you can figure out if I'm just, you know, shooting shit just to sound like I know something or if I'm really popping off like that. Like, right? Like, yo, the Amish people, right? Listen, they don't have any ADHD or autism situations going on at all. Like, none of their children. Can you imagine? And what's the one thing that they don't do? Their children don't go to the pediatrician. So, you know, if anybody want to do any case studies, if you want to do any comparisons, if you want to look at statistics, it's all out there for you. That's why you got a smartphone. So many of y'all use your phones for everything else, but what it's supposed to be there for is the information age, right? Age of information is right there in front of you. Everybody want to use it to be looking up other people and being all in people's business and shit like that versus you trying to figure it out, especially if you're suffering from different things that your kids are going through. Right? If you got kids that are going through things, so many people know their children are suffering through things. They can't wait to send them to school so they don't have to deal with them. They put all that off on somebody else. And then the people that they putting it off ain't even really getting paid enough to be able to deal with the behavior problem that your kid have because of the fact that you won't just, you know, be honest with yourself that, yo, yeah, I took my kid to the doctors and this is what happened after so many damn visits. Now my kid is acting like this. And I'm telling y'all, y'all kids don't be born with these things. Y'all just not walking around with ADHD and autism just inside of y'all. Like, y'all just walking around with it. Like, everybody just walking around with this thing and it just happened to be, you know, like, three out of every 10 children is being born with it. Well, not even born with it. Like, seems that that's what's going on with it. And in some places, the statistics are higher. You know, we just talk about national a lot of times, but in certain places, whatever makes up that national number, some places, it's a high individual number of children that are suffering through that. And that's the one thing that they all got in common. Can you imagine for a place that will charge somebody $1,300 for a medicine that costs like $40 or $50 in other countries? Can you imagine what that means to a person and they feel like they got free healthcare, like Medicaid and stuff like that? Can you imagine how much of a scam that is, that they use those things in order to do all these experiments and things to your children, right? Can y'all imagine that? Just to give you something free. You know how much they got us out here looking like we just love to be poor? You got Democrats, you got black people loving to be Democrats, you got people upset because now they talking about they can only be on welfare for 2 years and get WIC for 2 years and be on, what is the shit, Section 8 for, you know, and after that you can't do it. Now they all mad. Now people are mad because they can't live for free and get things for free. And do y'all know that all the things that they've been using and giving y'all for free been poisoning y'all the whole time? Right? Y'all been going to the store with WIC, getting only certain items that you could get with WIC. And can you imagine with the things they was putting in them items? Right? Because they knew you was going to buy them because it's free to you. That's what you think. Right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine how much of the things that's in the foods that people eat? And, you know, I realize it too, because, you know, there's certain people who are just not going to give certain things up. They got high fructose corn syrup and all these sodas. And all of these, that chemical alone has been linked to so many different type of diagnoses when it comes to different type of cancer, especially in females. And I bet you a bunch of y'all just still ain't gave it up, you know, because you won't, because it's just your guilty pleasure, so to speak. You know, a lot of people like to justify things that they do, especially when another person tries to, you know, holler at them about it, like, yo, that care about them. People don't take it from that perspective that somebody is saying something to you because they care about you. People that smoke cigarettes, right? You got a person that comes to you talking about, yo, stop smoking cigarettes, man. They be like, yo, but you smoke weed. And then, you know, you be like, well, damn, yo, you know, that's not the same thing. But for them, it's like, well, it's the same, you know, to me it is, because people use that to me. Like, yo, when you want to know that you're dealing with somebody who can't accept you know, responsibility or who don't take accountability, they use the words to me in front of things. Because the definition of a word could be the definition and they'll say, but to me, it means something else. Like, yo, what the, like, who are you to change the way that we have, like, yo, when you went to school and you had to take them tests and did you change, was the answer right because you did things the way it looked to you? You're going to tell somebody say, yo, that's green. You're talking about, no, it's blue to me. To you, it's blue? All right, yo, put it on the test. Did you get it right or wrong? No, it ain't because it's to you. But if you ever want to hear, you know, people who don't take accountability, they start off with the to me. They'll throw that out there in a heartbeat. To me, it's not this. To me, it's not that. Like, yo, you ain't the, it don't matter about what it is to you. Yo, green is green. Blue is blue. 1 + 1 = 2. It don't matter if it equal, you don't think it equal that to you, right? We deal with this on a day-to-day basis. It's people who wake up every day saying that they're somebody else. Okay, if that's how you feel, but you not that. All right? Right? And so often we put these things in the forefront when it comes down to dealing with other people, yo. And that's why, you know, it's so many bad relationships between people, right? And I'm not just talking about relationship between your person, right? I'm just talking about relationships with people in general. There should be nobody fighting on Mother's Day. You go to a restaurant, the last thing you should be doing is ducking and dodging bullets at a restaurant for Mother's Day. Like, who mother is making you that mad? Like, if a mother's somewhere around that making you that mad, first of all, if you're going somewhere with mothers and you gotta have your gun, then you really got issues, right? Period. But if that's your life, that's your life. I'm not here to, you know, tell you what to do, but at the end of the day, yo, controlling your emotions should be the number one thing, but people don't, you know? And they'll use these different tactics. And listen, man, you know, the relationship between people is what we need, because at the end of the day, if the power grid do go off, because they keep predicting that, they keep talking about all of this crazy shit, man. They got this new map that they've been passing around, right? Saying that, yo, it's going to be this big tsunami coming, or a volcano is supposed to erupt, and it's going to bring certain amount of water that's going to cover a certain amount of the eastern seaboard, and then the United States is going to be split in three. It's so weird about how they say all these things, right? And how all these rich people supposedly are creating underground bunkers, and the government have underground cities, and they put it out in movies, right? They got this television show that's out, and I can't think of the name of it right now. But yeah, and it's about a major catastrophe took place on the surface level, but these group of people knew it was coming, so they took the government and about 30,000 people of that do certain things or whatever, and took their ass into an underground city. They had an artificial sun. They had everything down there looked like that they was outside, but technically they was in a cave. You know, miles down in the cave, and what was going on the surface was all kind of other crazy shit, right? And so they're predicting those type of things to happen. Now, what's going to happen if that do happen? How many people are going to be prepared to help each other, or are people going to turn on each other and start eating people, I guess, right? Right? Is that what's going to happen? If the power grid go out, that just means all the electric stuff is going to go. Right, so you won't have access to your bank cards, you know, all that shit, you know, gas pumps, all that other shit. You won't have access to all that. You'll have to walk to wherever grocery store you at, and then you're not going to be able to buy nothing unless you got cash, right? So you're not going to be able to really do nothing with it. So what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? Huh? Y'all going to work together, or y'all going to work against each other? Y'all going to start killing each other? Because right now, it just looks like that's what everybody going to do. Right? That's what it looked like everybody gonna do. It looked like everybody gonna do something to themselves, like, you know, to people. They're gonna just, you know, ball up in a corner and feel like they can't trust nobody. And that's exactly what they want. They want you not working together. Do you notice that? Like, everything that is going on now is to try to get people not to work together. And I wish that most of y'all just paid attention to the obvious signs of all the things that's going on in the background, especially in the government. I wish all of y'all really paid attention to that, because if you really did, do y'all know that or everybody can change their financial situation? Like right now, in these next 3-4 years, it could technically change your whole financial situation. It could take you from a person that has gone from check to check to a person that will never have to work for somebody else ever again. If y'all just pay attention. The sad part about it, I'm not a financial advisor, and I can't just give y'all certain details. I have to say it in a way that hopefully y'all go research. You know? Hopefully y'all go out there and y'all pay attention. Y'all will say things like, yo, if all these companies, or sorry, let's put it like this. They say all these countries out here, yo, they want to make a deal with the United States because they want to get, they want access to what they could sell in the United States because of the way that the United States consume. Then would it behoove you guys to go look and see what those countries actually create? What is the commodity? What is the thing that they're looking to bring over here for people to actually spend money on, and then see if that's a place where you could put your money at? Or what you think is going to happen? What about all the companies that already pledge to come in and create jobs, the ones that's building data centers and factories and stuff like that? Have any of you guys actually really looked out there and saw what that was and saw what the name of them was and see, like, what it is that they actually going to be doing? Have you guys looked at that and then went to go look and see how you can? Yeah. Did you guys, are you guys paying attention to the way that they're talking about the payment system that goes all over the world? It's been called the SWIFT, right? The SWIFT system, that's the system that they've been using to exchange funds all over the world, right? The digital system, right? That they've been using to spread this stuff all over the world, right? That's what it's called, the SWIFT system. Do y'all know that that shit is so dead and outdated, and how long it takes for money to transfer from one to the other? Do y'all know that there are different crypto platforms now that they are creating to actually speed up the transaction of funds and the way that they move back and forth and they move around? Did y'all know that? Huh? Did y'all know that? And did y'all know that right now it's not in mainstream adoption, but everything about it is coming to fruition and it's definitely going to be put into play? Do y'all know that if y'all was to like pay attention to it right now, what that would mean for you? And just, you know, something simple in the next 4 years. Y'all know what that'll mean? Huh? Because I can't give y'all financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, so I have to say it like this. Do y'all know that the BRICS nations is a group of countries that's claiming that they want to come together and they want to use a digital currency that's backed by gold in order to deflate the U.S. dollar in order for them to do that? But do y'all know that the U.S. is the number one holder of Bitcoin? Did y'all know that? So do y'all know that Bitcoin is a deflationary asset? So that means that if they have a certain amount of wealth in Bitcoin, that could be the wealth that they use to be able to spread out and control. Do y'all know that if they did that to all of you guys who are not paying attention to cryptocurrency, can y'all imagine that y'all don't do it and then all of a sudden the dollar crashes and then, yeah, they got to put y'all on what they call the CDC, the Central Digital Currency. And do y'all know if they do that, it's based on the money that they already invested in Bitcoin and they're going to be using that money to pay y'all with. And do y'all know that if they do that, that if they don't like you, they can just shut your damn money off. And do y'all know that they could just take y'all joint? If they don't want you spending somewhere, they could just turn it off because y'all not paying attention right now. Do y'all know that? Man. So I hope that y'all take the information that's been given to y'all and y'all pay attention. Y'all go out there, y'all find out where the digital currencies. Y'all go find out like the fact that, you know, if gold is priced a certain way and Bitcoin is equivalent to gold, then I mean, why wouldn't you guys understand what Bitcoin do? And then if y'all understand what Bitcoin do, why wouldn't you understand what platforms do and what is the blockchain and understanding how that maneuver and how that works? Because if you can, then no one can ever control you. The one thing that the digital currency was created for, the way that it's written on the blockchain, is so when no one can ever control your monetary value ever again. But some of y'all are going to put yourselves in a position that all you have is your dollars. All you're going to have is your 401ks and all that other shit. Everything that you have in the bank, that's going to crash. The bank is going to give you a digital currency of its own. And because that's what your wealth is going to be tied to, if they don't want you buying cryptocurrency with that, you won't be able to. Think about that. And just to let y'all know, man, the S&P 500, Coinbase just joined the S&P 500. So, yeah. If you guys don't want to pay attention, that's fine. If you guys feel like, you know, that ain't for you, fine. If those of you guys that are religious and just because the word crypto is in front of it, you think that that's got something to do with the new world order, okay. I'm not saying that digital currency in a way that it could be used and manipulated, it may not be part of whatever they consider the new world order, but it's only for the people who don't pay attention to freedom right now, because most people don't pay attention to freedom. What people pay attention to is material. They pay attention to what they paying for and what they got. Most people don't pay attention to freedom. So if you're paying attention to freedom, then y'all will be paying attention to the way that money is being moved and moved around. If it's being moved around, it's going to a place where it's going to be digital, then put yourself in a position where they can't control your money. And learning how to do that is learning about it on your own right now, investing in things right now, being able to get those things going now. So that way, as it goes and they start to change, you already in the game and they can't control you. They can't just turn your money off when they feel like it, right? You jaywalk, right? Boom. You know what I'm saying? They got cameras everywhere. If you jaywalk a certain way, boom, they could just take $10, $20 from you right there, right now. Right now. Out of nowhere, you be sitting around here talking about, yo, I had this. And they just said, nah, we saw you cross the street wrong, so we going to take that from you. That's corny. But that's where it's going. Because why? Because people are loyal to one party based on the color. And secondly, because people are not into the mindset of freedom. They're into the mindset of what they can get right now. They're in the mindset of what they could buy tomorrow. They're not in the mindset of freedom. If you're in the mindset of freedom, you're not going to allow people to control your money. And if you allow them to control your money, they control you. And that's just it. And there's nothing you can say about it. It won't matter what party you choose. It don't matter. It shouldn't matter right now. Everybody should just be paying attention to the play and learning how to be in the game. Like, y'all got children. If y'all got children out here, you don't got time to not know shit. You don't got time to not know what the latest dance is. You don't got time to not know what the latest drug is. You don't got time to not know what the latest trends is. You don't got time if you got children. I don't give a fuck. If you got children that's anywhere between the ages of whenever they could pay attention up until they, even if they out your house, these young adults, all these things that's happening to these kids. Like, if you got anything in between, then yo, and you have no excuse not to know. So if you don't know about digital currency, if you don't know the difference between what a meme coin is, or if you don't know what the definition between what's going on when they say that, oh, this is a platform where you could build on, like Ethereum, or this is what Solana is, or this is what this is. If you don't want to go read it, if you don't want to go know what the differences is, then you won't be the person that's going to be controlled. Because, yeah, it's so much difference in assets and owning assets, right? We want to talk about metal. People talk all the time about owning jewelry, they owning gold and stuff like that, right? So what you gonna do? You gotta be ready, y'all. If you already ready, you don't gotta get ready. And like I said, this is sparking conversation. So what we gonna do, we gonna give y'all that, man. We gonna get that information out there. Like, listen, I can't say things in a certain way. If I could say it in a certain way, I'd be up here telling y'all exactly what to go pay attention to. But I can't, because I'll get in trouble for that, because technically, you know what I mean? I'm not licensed to do so. The only difference is I pay attention, because look, wanting to do content creation, wanting to be free and you living your purpose causes you to have to go places to think about your freedom every day. You can't just think about your bills. You can't just suffer through life because you got bills to pay. And then the bills that you got to pay, they only give you enough to pay that. And then anything else you do over for recreation is still based on a 5-day system, which you giving like a day and a half to yourself that you think you got the weekend, only to go do it again while they on the golf course. I'm telling you, I don't care what company you work for. While you in the office, they on the golf course. It's a difference. And everybody not meant to be a boss, and I understand that. And everybody not meant to be a boss over people. I understand that too. But is all of y'all meant to be free? I don't know. Now that's a question you're going to have to ponder on. And what does freedom look like for you? Right? Does freedom mean that you take control of your time, or does freedom mean you just do what you love to do, or does freedom mean you do what you want to do? Right? I had a conversation with a group of people one time for my birthday. We was out of town and we were talking, and we was like, yo, if you had it your way and you could do anything in the world that you wanted to do, what are the things you do? Now, I'm not going to say the things that people went around and said, but the one thing that nobody said except for the fact that I asked a question was, so no, none of y'all want to be in control of your time, right? People thought about things that they wanted to do. Or I wanted to walk into a bank. Or I wanted to do this. Or if I could do this, I'd do that. I'd do this, I'd do that. Nobody said that if I could, I would be in control of my time, which is one of those things, right? You got to want to be in control of your time. Right? Rob, what up, bro? What's good, bro? It's been a minute, man. Yo, man, good to see you, man, on the check-in, bro. For real, man. I definitely appreciate that, man. Been so long, bro. I definitely appreciate you, fam. But yo, listen, y'all, it's like that out here, right? We got to take the time to pay attention to the things that they don't flash in the lights. It's behind the lights, right? It's behind the lights, right? That's the thing that you got to pay attention to. Instead of the light, pay attention to who made the light. Like, who making the light? Okay, back. That's who we need to pay attention to. We don't need to pay attention to everything else that people are talking, and we need to pay attention to what they're doing, what's moving out here, what's shaking, right? Huh? Imagine if y'all would have paid attention to when eggs was going through that whole situation. You know how many people made millions of dollars off of eggs when eggs was high because they paid attention to how things go, and other people who didn't because they complained that they was high and they still bought them? That was crazy. Right? So all I'm saying to y'all is that, look, life is about, you know, they say life is for the living, and life is about the way you make it, right? Whatever life is the way you make it. So if you're in a position where you're not living completely in your purpose, or you're not living free, then it's what you're making it, because we all got the power to manifest life the way that we want to. Sure, manifestation doesn't work in a way where it's like magic, but manifestation works in a way of attraction. The way that you think is the way that you are. The way that you think is what brings you in. So for all of y'all out there, if you're thinking freedom, then ideas are going to come to you. If you're not thinking freedom, then they won't. But if you are, then you'll be like tonight. Those of you that's catching me right now tonight, those of y'all that's going to catch the playback, it's because it's meant for you to hear it. Now, what you gonna go do with the information? How many of y'all are paying attention? How many of y'all look at the stock market and all that other stuff and see red and get disappointed? That's what you want to see. That's the only time you want to buy something is when it's red. You don't want to buy it when it's green. You want to buy it when it's red. And that's not financial advice. That's just telling y'all that's common sense. That means that it's down. That means that if it goes green, that means it went up. You want to be in a position to make money, not lose money. So if it's down, then you want it to go up. You want to cop it when it's down so it could go up. It'll show you if it goes up or not. It's right there, man. Come on, y'all. Let's do this, man. Let's change our lives, man, right? Let's change the way we do things. All right, so listen, I'm going to get up out of here, man. Double shout out to my guest, though, because she tried it. She tried to make it through. And, you know, that's just the power of technology right now. You know, wherever she was, yeah, it wasn't being really friendly, right? So hopefully I could reschedule with her and get her on, man, so we can get this information, because I'm telling y'all, healing yourself, you know, physically and mentally is really important. A lot of the things that we go through mentally is because we ain't dealing with our stuff physically, right? Our health is important, and it's linked to the way things go on up here. You're suffering from different things is because your gut ain't clean. People suffering, walking around with parasites, and they don't even know it, right? I want y'all to look that up. I want y'all to look up the different parasites. I want y'all to look up where they come from. If you grew up drinking Kool-Aid, right? If you grew up, I mean, it's so much stuff I can say right now that involves it. I just want you guys to go, look, I'm not trying to gross y'all out, but what I'm saying is if you're suffering from different things, you got a bunch of fluid in your body and all these different things ail you, your knees, your joints, and all these other things, it's because, listen, you got toxins and stuff built up in your body that's coming from things that's not supposed to be in there. I'm telling you. And there are things that you can do to get rid of it and help yourself and get rid of it. And it is all natural. And like, you know, my guest was saying before she was able to black out that, listen, the way that you're able to see yourself is the way that you're able to heal yourself. So think about it. You look at yourself a certain way, then you're going to deal with life the way that you see yourself. You always see yourself as hurting, down, something wrong, nose always stopped up, then that's the way your life going to be. Nose going to be stopped up. I bet. So look, double salute to all of y'all that dropped your comments and stuff. Yo, thank y'all so much for watching. Double salute to all of y'all that did reactions tonight. I definitely appreciate y'all, especially out on Facebook. Definitely support. Double salute and shout out to all of y'all that had pushed play on the new short film comedy, Kill No One. Y'all is definitely on my timeline. I want y'all to go out there and check it out, man. Push play, share it, man. Like it, share it, comment. You know what I'm saying? Let's move this thing around, y'all. Independently, man, we just jumped out there. Again, that's the power of manifestation, man. Having something in your head in order to bring it to life. And that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? Tracy, oh yeah, you seen them in people's stomach? Right. It's a real thing, yo. And I'm telling people that a lot of people don't know that they got that stuff that's going on inside of them. They just think they was born with something. Or they think that it's something that's in their family and don't know it's because of the things that they've eaten and it's sitting inside of you and it ain't going nowhere. And people eating a lot of sugar and different things like that. And then they wonder why their mood is always messed up. Their chemical imbalances and all of these things, because these things use the bathroom and all that other stuff inside of you, right? People who suffer from migraine headaches, the number one cause of migraine headaches is because of you having parasites inside of you. So listen, take it very seriously, man. Do your cleanses, right? Do your fasting, do your cleanses, and take care of yourself, bro, right? Don't be just drinking water out the sink and all this other shit. Get your filters. Do what you have to do. Don't just accept the fact that, you know, this is the way the world is and everything is. And so what? And if it's things you can't eat no more, so what? Like, let that be it. Like, yo, I don't eat that no more. Fine. Let it be that. Like, you don't, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? You got things to do. You know what I'm saying? You here for a reason. You here for a purpose. Your purpose is not to be here going back and forth to somebody's doctor, yo. Your purpose is not to be here to be spending money on prescription medicines all the time. You're not here for that. That's not your purpose. Right? Your purpose is greater than that. I don't care who you are. You might just think that you was just meant to be a parent and go to work to go home. No, you got a greater, you got something inside of you. You're just not working on it. You're just not looking at it. Or you're not a part of people who can help bring it out of you. But that's on you. But trust me, you got a purpose in this life. And it's not just going to work, coming home every day. And it's not just being a dad. And it's not just being a mom. And it's not just being a big brother and sister and all this other shit. It's not just that. It's not just being black, white, and all this other shit, gay, straight, and all this other shit that people put in the forefront. It ain't got nothing to do with that. You got a purpose. And in that purpose, it involves other people. Right? And when it involves other people, it involves the impact of those other people's lives and it helps them with their purpose. And we just continue moving humanity forward like that. And that's the vibe, yo. The vibe is not for you to be on no island. It never was meant for us to be that way. But anyway, y'all know the vibe, man. Check me out each and every Tuesday right here. We go live, bro. All right? And listen, you know, I always have guests and then sometimes I don't. But either way it go, we're going to get through the show, right? Because that's what the platform is about. And if you yourself got an interesting story out there and you need a platform to tell that on, y'all know what to do. Holla at me, yo. Matter of fact, let me flash my joint up here because you know it's only love that y'all do that. I want y'all to hit me up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Y'all know what to do. Put in the subject line, interesting story. Tell me a little bit about what you want to talk about and come on the platform. And yo, I'll get back to you and if we can schedule you in, we'll schedule you in. Yo, let's get out here and let's get this information to the people. Because some of the world's most interesting people are not people that's famous. So let's get it, y'all. All right? Double salute. All right, so look. Without further ado, man, I definitely appreciate y'all, man. I definitely do, man. All the people that jumped on, all the people that left comments and the whole nine, man. Definitely appreciate y'all. Next Tuesday, come holla at me, all right? Right here, 8 p.m. We locked and loaded, right? We're going to keep this thing pushing, man. Interesting guests, interesting topics, interesting stories, and it's all love, man. So until next week, y'all know what to do. Don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until then, peace.